up, everyone. It's time for a call to action. Welcome to Call to Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH, or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, there's one school for young men that's located in a really, really difficult spot, a city that struggles with poverty and crime and failing schools all over the place. It's a school, like I said, for young men that's helped to graduate 95% of its senior class who go on to college. Really an amazing story there. And then another school for young men located in a much nicer part of the country, in a nice, much nicer city, but also trying to train up young men in the way that they should go and is experiencing tremendous success. What do these two schools have in common, and what can we learn from the way these two schools are doing business? Well, today it is, of course, Call to Action Radio. I hope you had a very good weekend. For those of you that were on Facebook over the last 24, 36 hours with the bombings up in New York and New Jersey, and I put some prayer requests up there because, as many of you know, my daughter, my older daughter, who's now a freshman in college, is up in Manhattan. She lives there now. And so all of a sudden, she's often said, jokingly, but a little bit of concern in her voice. Of course, all the bad things in movies and otherwise start out in New York City. And, I'm sure there'll be bombs going off sooner or later. And lo and behold, she's up there for a month, and we have what has happened over the weekend. Thank God that, thank you, Lord, for those answered prayers, not only for the safety of my own daughter, but a whole lot of people, millions, in fact, up there in the New York area. And they caught the gentleman. Of course, this looks like terrorism. It's going to be driven by a radical Muslim ideology. So there's plenty of news to come out of there. But I wanted to thank you if you did see that on Facebook and you were one of the folks that joined us in prayer, not only for my daughter, but more expansively for all the people up there in that area. Our reaction should always be first to go to the Lord in prayer with these things and to give him thanks when something like this happens and they catch him. And thank God for our first responders and the FBI and all those folks working together up there. But my good friend Alan Hahn, who's the chief educational officer for Iron Academy here in the Raleigh-Durham-Chapel Hill area of North Carolina, happens to be right up across the river from New York City in Newark, New Jersey, at an incredible school up there called St. Benedict's Prep Academy. And just an incredible place, an incredible story. If you might have seen it online or on 60 Minutes, and PBS did a documentary about it. Just an amazing story. Alan's up there right now checking it out. And so we've got kind of a report live from the field up there in Newark, New Jersey. Alan Hahn, Iron Academy, how are you, my friend?
Very well. It is a pleasure to be with you today.
It's great to have you. So tell us a little bit about why you're up there, why you're at St. Benedict's, and what have you experienced? I know you were kind of shadowing their student leaders today, and you and I have talked about St. Benedict's in the past, but what have you experienced being up there today?
Well, for shock value, I'll tell you that it is a school run by the young men, and that is absolutely true. They determine how they're going to run things. They talk about their disciplinary issues. They can alter the school schedule any given day depending on their needs. They decide when the vacations are going to be. But these are young men who live in an area of the United States where they are not set up to succeed, but they have been entrusted within a system of leadership development to get to the point where they can run the school not just efficiently, but effectively.
Yeah, it's really amazing. So, you know, I've watched the 60 Minutes special. I watched the PBS special. I've read plenty about St. Benedict's. Totally amazing story, as is what God is doing right back here and where you and I both live here in the Raleigh, North Carolina area. But you read all that. You knew about it. You reached out to him. But once you're up there, Alan, is it what you expected? I mean, what's been your reaction to what you've seen and experienced today personally?
Well, like Iron Academy, what they're trying to achieve is so countercultural, whereas they are entrusting their young men to be leaders and giving them the opportunities to make those mistakes. People don't do that in the world. And watching them do that live, watching their young men handle these situations and be so different than everybody else outside of here has been a wonderful thing to watch. As I interviewed many of these senior leaders today, And I asked them, I said, so do your peers outside of St. Benedict's Prep, do they see you differently now? And are you different? And to a person, they will say, absolutely. In fact, it's sometimes harder to relate to their peers outside because, well, frankly, their peers outside are boys where they're becoming men.
Yeah, yeah. And it must be pretty amazing because describe that area, Newark, New Jersey. A lot of folks that may not have ever traveled in that area. Is it as bad as it seems like it is?
There are definitely bad parts of the area, and I hate to be here and disparage the area, but it is a rough area. There's a lot of poverty. It's people, when they can't afford to live in New York City, they will, many of them will come over here. It's been hit by the flight of manufacturing. So much of the Northeast, it's poverty has its grip on this area. They have a significant portion of the population at the school where they are offering free services to them. Yes, there's a lot of gang activity, drug activity. It is a very difficult place to be all that God created us to be. It's a challenging place.
Yeah, and you mentioned that really from that societal aspect that these are young men that are really from just based on where they're born and where they're being raised, they're set up to fail, yet they get into a place like St. Benedict's and all of a sudden miracles happen. I mean, and I'm not speaking generally there. I'm not speaking lightheartedly. It really is a miracle that these guys, these young men come out of these environments, and it's an incredibly mixed school. It's not kind of a typical suburban looking school at all. And then to see them, this 95% of their grads going on to college, it's just mind boggling. So I would imagine, and we're going to talk about this over the next two segments, Alan, that you're finding a lot of similarities just in the approach to dealing with these young men, to empowering these young men, and then of course the role of faith, the role of a Christian worldview as you're there. And how many students did you encounter today? How many young men have you dealt with today?
We've probably spoken with roughly 20, but we've been focused more upon the 8 senior leaders. It's that core group of 8 who really make most of the major decisions and lead the remainder of the school leaders. So it's been a small group that we've been dealing with.
Yeah, when we come back, I've got some more questions about that. I want you to kind of start tying it together in terms of how do we approach the young men in our lives, the young men and their education. What do we think they're capable of, and what do we entrust them with? It's happening at Iron Academy. It's happened at St. Benedict's. It needs to be happening more in every place where we will name the name of Jesus Christ. This is Steve Noble. This is Call to Action Radio. It's great to be with you today. We're talking to our friend Alan Hahn from Iron Academy. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Steve Noble. It is Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you, talking to our good friend Alan Hahn, the Chief Educational Officer at Iron Academy, which is an amazing school where God has been doing an amazing work for the last few years here in Raleigh, North Carolina. So if you have young boys, and you call them, most of us call them boys, at Iron Academy and at St. Benedict's, as you're learning today up in Newark, New Jersey. No, these are young men. You're speaking that reality into their ears and hopefully into their heads and then their hearts, so that they know, okay, I am capable of being a young man. To call them young boys lets them off the hook. And I don't think that's done any young man any good. It hasn't done our society any good. It hasn't done the church any good, as we have lowered the bar and created this kind of perpetual state of adolescence. And so my good friend Alan Hahn, who was called over 10 years ago, God started planting this vision in him for Iron Academy. So if you have a young son, third, fourth, fifth, he's starting to approach middle school and high school, and you're serious about him being discipled, this is the most incredible discipleship program for young men I've seen. And it's working, and it's making a difference in their lives, which eventually will make a difference in families' lives, in communities' lives, and even in an entire nation's life. And that's why it's important that we look at these things, that we study them, that we learn from them, and that we apply them. That's why it's great to have Alan with us today. Of course, Iron Academy, if you're here in the Raleigh, North Carolina area, ironacademy.org, been a great partner of this radio ministry for a while now, ironacademy.org. So, Alan, now that you're up there, kind of what were your goals? Why did you reach out to St. Benedict's? And obviously, Iron Academy and St. Benedict's have some very serious things in common, but what made you think to go up there and meet with them and check it out? What was your goal?
Well, when we saw them on 60 Minutes, we saw that they were doing similar things as Iron Academy. But what we wanted to accomplish by coming up here to visit is, so our top grade right now is ninth grade. They will be our 10th graders next year. They'll be our 11th graders. They'll be our first graduating class. We are asking them to do, as ninth graders and eighth graders as the elected leaders, what places like St. Benedict's is doing when they get to be seniors. So they're responsible for some very heavy things that we need some help training them with. And for them to be able to watch young men who have been doing this for a little while, who know what they're doing, who are steeped in a culture of leadership, and for just stepping up and doing what needs to be done, that's really what we wanted for our young people to see. To see how young men who were only a couple years removed from them are getting it done.
Yeah, because it's amazing. I've been perusing the St. Benedict's Prep website today, and even things like, here's a line on their page where they're talking about their covenant, and they have a community covenant, and then they have an academic honor code, but at the bottom of the page it says, I will not cheat, I will not lie, I will not steal, and here's the hard part, I will report anyone who does. So this becomes really a peer-to-peer model where these young men are trying to hold one another accountable. Does that work, Alan? I mean, have you seen that? What have you seen at Iron Academy, and what are you seeing up there at St. Benedict's?
Well, like St. Benedict's, we have a very strong honor code. Theirs is much like the military academies, and if you're trying to create an organization that emphasizes honesty and integrity, then that is a very good honor system. Ours, I would say, goes a little bit deeper and gets more into developing biblical manhood, but also very difficult to live by, and would deal with cheating in exactly the same way. But it really it requires much of a young man, and it requires much of this older man, and everybody who's part of Iron Academy. Living up to the honor code is a very difficult thing.
So you mentioned, I wanted you to go back, you mentioned off at the beginning of the show kind of a list of what these student leaders at St. Benedict's have the authority to do. Did you say they also can, like, change the schedule as they see fit and they decide when vacations are? Does it go that far, really?
It does go that far. Now, a typical example of that would be if their morning convocation goes late, as it did this morning. The student leader, though there's one student leader, and he's got his seven other guys that handle most of the responsibilities. They sent out a text to the teachers saying, okay, we went over in convocation. Here's what the schedule is going to be for the rest of the day. And they even it out. But, that's quite a pill for teachers to swallow when they're not used to that. But you have to establish a culture for that. So that was really interesting to see. And They've been doing this for almost 50 years now, and they have built up that culture where that's part of the teacher expectations, but it's also part of the parental expectations that when they keep them after to work on something that didn't get taken care of during the day, well, mom and dad are maybe waiting a few extra minutes outside as that gets done. So it's a very different culture we see here.
Has there been anything that you've encountered there today, Alan, that just completely shocked you?
Mostly the examples I heard Father Ed runs the place, and he's a powerful man. He's got a commanding presence. The student leaders, there are times where they veto Father Ed, where they will say, Father Ed will say one thing, and they will say, well, we need to do it this way for this particular purpose, and they have the freedom to do that, mostly because Father Ed and the other monks here and the entire staff empower the young men to do that, knowing that they may make some mistakes, and they certainly do, but they have to rebuild this leadership team every single year. One of the directors of the ninth graders, he was telling me today, one of the biggest challenges of his job is to keep his mouth shut sometimes and let them talk things through and let them make mistakes.
Yeah.
Because it would be just as easy, and all parents know this, every one of your parent listeners right now knows that sometimes you hear your kids arranging something and you just step in and fix it because that's the worst idea you've ever heard. And instead of spending 15 minutes or 3 hours on a disaster, you've solved it in 30 seconds. But they allow them to make those mistakes. They set aside time for them to to be in community every day. But that's a cultural paradigm shift that even Iron Academy, we're not there yet. We have to build our young men as they approach the 12th grade into being ready for that. But that's been eye-opening.
Yeah, well, it's amazing for people that don't quite get a picture of this. And I put some links up on Facebook, so you can go check that out at facebook.com/C2A Radio, which is the radio Facebook page. But like 78% of the students at St. Benedict's are Black or Latino. Newark, New Jersey, not exactly the nicest place in the world to grow up. And yet they're achieving unbelievable success in terms of the almost all of them graduating and almost all of them going on to college. And so you see this kind of character development, responsibility, leadership role, which even though they're in an impoverished area and a lot of these kids are on academic scholarships and grants and stuff because they can't pay for it themselves, you see this incredible turnaround in these young men because of the leadership opportunities, because of the approach that, hey, that God's got something to say about the way we should be living and the way we should be operating in community. And it's just, it must be amazing just to see it, given the surroundings and the fact that it's 80% what we would call a minority, Alan. Must be a real eye-opener in terms of us who live in a, well, let's call it a much kind of nicer area where it's a little more homogeneous. But I'm going to talk about that when we come back from this break, when we get back talking to Alan Hahn. Alan's up at in Newark, New Jersey. He's visiting today and tomorrow at St. Benedict's Prep. He's, of course, the Chief Educational Officer of Iron Academy here in Raleigh, North Carolina, ironacademy.org. This is Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Fascinating topic. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble talking to Alan Hahn, my good friend and the Chief Educational Officer of Iron Academy here in Raleigh, North Carolina, ironacademy.org. By the way, if you live in another market, we're on in several places down in Florida and Tampa and now over in Jacksonville and down into St. Augustine's and over in Iowa and in Kansas. And now I think just today, a brand new affiliate, I think it's today, I'll verify that, up in Salem, Oregon. So God is doing just some cool things here with Call to Action Radio and our partnership with Alan and Iron Academy, just exemplary of what we're trying to do, which is advance a conversation, advancing the truth of God's word and overlaying that onto every nook and cranny of our lives, including education. And Iron Academy, whether you live in this area or not, you should go to ironacademy.org and check it out, because this is something. A great prayer for all of us would be to see something like Iron Academy pop up all over the place where, as you know, you remember, right out of the Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And, I love the tagline at Iron Academy because biblical manhood is never an accident, and it isn't. You don't just fall into it. It has to be developed. And that's exactly what's happening at Iron Academy. And even the story of St. Benedict's is amazing, but Iron Academy takes it one step further and really drills down into that. What does it mean to be a godly man, a biblical man, a follower of Jesus Christ? And that's why I love our partnership with Iron Academy and appreciate not only the school itself, but of course, Alan and his leadership. So Alan, I was mentioning this before we hit the break, and thanks so much for taking the time. I know you're up there and busy running around, but your willingness to call and kind of give us a report about this right from the front lines is awesome. But I was mentioning before that we hit the break about the fact that, you know, 88% of the students, or 78% of the students there at St. Benedict's, are Black and Latino, in an area where, you said it at the beginning of the show, everybody would assume they're set up to fail, yet there's success despite poverty, despite broken homes. What would you kind of boil down that success to there at St. Benedict's? Because obviously it carries over into Iron Academy as well.
Well, I tell you what, I'm looking out the window and I'm seeing the young men of St. Benedict's Prep after school. They're cleaning the sidewalks, picking up all the trash. These are young men who are being built for action. They are rejecting passivity. They are being empowered to make decisions, and they're exercising on those decisions. But just this picture of these young men out here picking up trash right now, we like seeing that. They clean up their entire school every day. They don't have a janitorial staff. Iron Academy has never had a janitorial staff. We love what we see in this school and the culture. It's a culture that doesn't allow for excuses.
Yeah. Yeah, which makes it almost un-American at this point. Who came up there with you, Alan? Who traveled up there with you?
Rich Anderson came up here with me, and we brought our 7 elected leaders. We have one elected leader who is a ninth grader. He's the school leader. We have 3 tribal leaders for the high school and 3 for the middle school, and they are up here. As I sit here and speak with you, they are inside interviewing several of the monks here. So it's been the diversity here is not just with black, brown, white. It's with walks of life. It's with people who have committed themselves to the monastic life. This is a terrific learning experience for our young men.
Yeah, how are your young men reacting to what they're seeing up there? I mean, it's a pretty cool field trip. Let's get that out of the way right from the get-go. That's a really awesome, what a great honor for them. But what have you kind of been seeing in them? What have you been hearing? How have they been reacting? These are a bunch of kids from Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, a very nice area, certainly not like Newark, New Jersey. But what's been their reaction, Alan?
Oh, they've been super. They have reacted extremely well. They are answering this call to action as well. They're stepping up. They're giving clear, loud responses or appropriately loud responses. They're interacting in the classrooms. They shadowed the elected leaders of St. Benedict's in some of their classes today. So they got to talk about Richard II and they get to participate in physics class. But what they've seen is men stepping up to lead. And I believe what we're going to find out is they have a greater willingness to step up and lead in a meaningful way. Now, our elected leaders are not, I wouldn't say they're charismatic leaders. They would say they're actually reluctant leaders. But they are service-minded, but they are learning what it looks like to put that leadership in practice for a school much larger than Iron Academy. I think it's going to be a pivotal moment in the life of Iron Academy as we grow towards fulfilling that organic sense of action that we want to create in the school.
Well, tell us a little bit about that. You know, we're just a little over a month into a new school year. So give us an update on what's happening at Iron Academy and what's on the future.
Iron Academy is, so we tell people we're going to be really good at 3 things. And I would say we're great at 2 of them. The first is developing biblical manhood, working with families and churches to do that. And I would argue that we have the best community, the best discipleship community for young men on the planet. We promise that we're going to deliver a superb education. And judging from our academic data, I don't know of a school that's doing a better job of that in the state of North Carolina. But the leadership development, I wouldn't dare say we're the best at that, but we want to be. So when we come up here to St. Benedict's to learn from, as far as I know, these young men are the best at developing these leadership capacities in a high school environment. This has been really powerful for us. So it's been helpful for Iron Academy. I see good things ahead for us there. What you will see is we are trying desperately to move back to the North Raleigh area. We'll be doing that for the next school year. Enrollment will continue to flourish. And, well, I guess the cat is going to be out of the bag here. We are going to be launching Academy 31 for young females. The same things we do for young men, we will be doing for young ladies. And frankly, if I had a dollar for every time somebody asked me to open up a school for young ladies, we'd have a lot more money in the coffers. But we really believe this is a great thing, not just for our young men, for the efficiency of the school, but for the young ladies and, frankly, for the culture of our area, we look to help other areas do the exact same things. But if we can build cultures of biblical manhood and biblical womanhood where we live, we can reclaim that culture of being godly young people for our nation. And when we look at the Great Commission, we so often focus on converting people to Christ, which you would never hear me argue against. We must do that. That's a powerful calling upon our lives. But the other part of that Great Commission is to build disciples of Christ, build them upon a solid foundation, not that shaky sand.
Yeah, and so, of course, when you mentioned 31, that's referencing Proverbs 31, which is just an amazing, really, outline of a godly woman, as we can find in Scripture. And biblical manhood and biblical womanhood is something that, we see in our culture and here in North Carolina and all around the country, that the concepts of manhood and womanhood are getting completely reversed and jumbled up and redefined, and it's up to us, because we are the holders of the truth as followers of Jesus Christ, to reset that standard back to biblical true north. And of course, with something like Iron Academy and then the new one, which is, tell us the name of that again.
Academy 31.
Academy 31. What a no-brainer. And that's our role. And then, you know, we don't need every kid in the country. We'd love that, but we don't need every young person in the country to go through it. God doesn't need everybody to accomplish his will. But just to start training not only our young men like you are at Iron Academy, but our young women too. And that next generation, you know that we sent our daughter. She's up at the King's College there in New York City, which is a very intentional Christian school trying to train kids to be able to compete at the highest levels in the massive organizations and key organizations that help drive our culture. And I think that need is getting more intense all the time. And certainly being able to focus on them at a young age, you're seeing incredible results.
We are really seeing the fruits of those efforts. We had a fairly high level of expectation for what we might be able to accomplish with our young men. But the truth is, the Lord has been allowing much greater change to take place. And I would say that every staff member feels the same way, that when we see what is happening, we know what we're called to do, and we also know it's impossible to accomplish what we've been called to do.
Yeah.
But when we see it actually happening, it's just overwhelming, and we know it's His providence that it's allowing these things to happen.
Amen. Exactly right. Alan Hahn, Iron Academy, always great to have you on. Thank you for taking the time to tell us about your trip up there to St. Benedict's. Just awesome information and awesome challenge to all of us. I appreciate you, my friend.
And you, brother, it was a pleasure to share with you.
Always. Okay, buddy. We'll see you when you get back. And that was Iron Academy's Chief Educational Officer, Alan Hahn. And the thing I want you to know, and I wanted to take a few seconds here before we hit the commercial break, Iron, it's tough. It's really tough. They've been out of the ground for 3 years. It's their fourth. It's very difficult financially. So even if you don't have kids that age, even if you don't live here, I'm telling you, you know me, so trust me. God is doing an amazing work at Iron Academy, but they need help. They need support. They need partners. They need financial partners. So if you want to get involved, if you want to find out, if you want to get a tour, just go to my website, get a hold of me, get to me on Facebook, or go to c2atoday.com and get to me, and I'll help you get to Alan. God can really use you. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio, on the website c2atoday.com. The letter C, the number 2, the letter A as in Call to Action, c2atoday.com. On Facebook as well, where we live stream the show most days of the week, so you can actually watch the radio show and we communicate kind of on the commercial breaks. I have a whole nother kind of conversation or almost a show within a show on Facebook, and you can check that out, facebook.com/C2A Radio. And those are just different ways that we connect. By the way, if you want to send me an email or whatever, that's great. I love to go back and forth and communicate with you. If you have the time or have questions or comments, anything you want to discuss, I am wide open that. I'm here at your service and your disposal. So that website, c2atoday.com or facebook.com/C2A Radio. The email address, c2atoday@yahoo.com. Nice and easy, c2atoday@yahoo.com. Well, of course, it is a Monday, and so each Monday towards the end of the show, and then once a month, we do an entire show with our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital. LandmarkGold.com is the website, as always, for your information and to get education that we all desperately need, especially in these crazy days financially as we're dealing, trying to be good stewards of what the Lord has put into our charge. Or the phone number, 844-879-8882. Always good to have David back on. David, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, my brother. Thanks for having me on your program again, and I appreciate your listeners. I want to say that you have such polite people that call our company, and being understanding that when our phone lines jammed, and we couldn't handle all the calls last week, but thank you for, I want to say, listeners out there, they're just great people.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's so encouraging to hear. And I wish I could, in my flesh, take some credit for it, but I can't. That's just God doing his thing. But that's so encouraging to hear, and it doesn't surprise me at all. Well, we'll start off because we usually kind of do a kind of a biblical application at the end of our segment together here, David. So I don't want to run out of time. We want to give God's word the prominent place it deserves. So today you were kind of bringing to our attention Matthew 9:12. And of course, on hearing this, Jesus said, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. Why'd you bring that one up today?
Well, you know, Steve, we're talking about finances and the world possibly being financially unfit and maybe very sick and cancerous in nature. We might need to possibly have another surviving entity like a central bank coming in into intervening in the economies, and like they're doing, excuse me, right now, as they did in 2008, you know, printing a lot of money. They're talking about this. I feel, you know, I'm speaking to those who feel that something's going to happen. They feel it in their spirit that there's nothing's really got fixed since 2008. They just put a Band-Aid over the problem. And this problem, they need some education and wisdom, and that's what we are all about. We think that people need to have some financial medicine, if you will, in their portfolio. Many people don't understand maybe the degree of the sickness or the need for the medicine. And so that's why I'm here, maybe large or small, but we have a way of taking the temperature or the thermometer if I like the thermometer being what's going on right now, what we're going to talk about, the Fed going back and forth, you know, will they raise rates, won't they raise rates? Just the idea of this, all this talk about it is truly a sign that we have severe economic sickness. So
yeah, and
who knows
and
when it will happen.
And of course, as stewards, we need to do the best we can to prepare for that and to responsibly handle the finances that the Lord allows us to make and to accumulate. Well, let's start on the international stage, then we'll get back to the domestic, because I know we want to talk about what lit up the phone lines last week, which is a very generous offer that you have for people that are interested in considering these things seriously. But let's start on the international side, because Deutsche Bank continues to be a big deal. It's one of the biggest banks on the planet, and we have to pay attention to that, because that ripple is going to come all the way across the pond for us, and of course the International Monetary Fund. So take us there first.
Deutsche Bank is the most dangerous systemic bank in the world, and they're going from worse to worse once again. A lawsuit was filed against them in May of 2011 by the Department of Justice, issuing them as recklessly lying about the quality of loans, kind of like what was happening here in our country. Also, we'll touch base on that in a second. But the Department of Justice on Friday reopened this case, or actually brought it to a close, by trying to negotiate their demand for $14 billion settlement. Now, keep in mind, Deutsche Bank has only saved $6.1 billion. And besides that savings of that, they're highly undercapitalized in their books outside of this. So there's a significant undercapitalization. If they got to pay that fee, or even close to half of it, it's going to put the bank in severe turmoil. They're not the only ones that got Citi in 2014 paid $7 billion, Goldman Sachs $5 billion, J.P. Morgan Chase $13 billion, Bank of America almost $17 billion. This was all for the mis-selling of subprime loans, the manipulation of foreign exchange rates, and also, ironically, manipulating the gold and silver markets and the pricing. On top of that, the borrowing structure of a benchmark called the LIBOR, which is the lender interbank offered rate where most loans are derived from. So there's been a lot of hanky-panky by banks, and now they're paying for it, and now they're undercapitalized as a result of this. So this could cause a major problem for Deutsche Bank.
Yeah, so if Deutsche starts to kind of collapse like so many other banks have, and we've seen these kind of nightmares and these train wrecks occur in the past, so this isn't, we're not talking about a kind of a something that's a pre-9/11 mindset here. We've seen it. We know it can happen. But what does that matter to us here in America as investors and trying to be good stewards for the Lord of our resources? Why does that matter to us?
Well, when Reuters says it, it's mainstream. It's not a far-fetched idea, because this is how history does repeat itself, and this is exactly what triggered the problem in 2008. Banks being undercapitalized through leveraged money, and when there's some chain of event that happens, one gets in trouble, they become what you call systemic. They're tied together, the domino effect, and this is what triggered the meltdown in 2008. So if Deutsche Bank, by the International Monetary Fund, is proclaiming that they are the most risky riskiest systemic bank in the world, and ironically, they're one of the largest that's undercapitalized. We got to watch what's going on.
Man, yeah, that's pretty alarming. Well, you mentioned the International Monetary Fund. Anything we need to pay attention to those guys right now?
No, it's just kind of a blip here. We're watching what's going to happen on the 30th of this month. You know, we're watching that announcement, which will be what will happen with the new basket of currencies. So there's not much happening there. I'm just keeping my eyes on it for the listeners.
All right, excellent. Well, let's come across the pond and talk about domestically here in our side of the Atlantic. But the Fed, so are they doing this again on Wednesday? Are they saying they're going to make an announcement about the interest rates on Wednesday?
Wednesday is the day. They're calling this a super Wednesday is what the markets are saying, because there's so much will they, won't they. There's really three scenarios quickly. Scenario one, which is the Fed hikes, the odds of that happening in our article that I've been reading on USA Today, is 10 to 15%. If they do, the market in stocks are going to tank, because the Fed would catch most investors and big Wall Street investors off guard, because they're thinking, most people are thinking, this is not going to happen, because they've alluded that they're probably not going to do this. The second rate or second scenario, though, is well, first of all, if the first one happens, they're predicting a greater than a 400-point slide in one day, which would be larger than the Friday, the September 9th slide in the Dow, when Fed President Eric Rosengreen spooked the markets by saying we might raise interest rates come September.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Second scenario is they're not going to raise rates, and they're going to put the hike on raising it in December, and most people feel that's going to happen. Markets will be calm. About the odds of that happening is 70 to 80%. And the third scenario is they don't raise rates this time, and they don't do it in December, and they might not do it for some period of time. This would be very bullish for stocks, bonds, but we'll end up in a massive problem down the road, because there's massive uncertainty, because they're just kicking the can down the road. This will cause gold to go up pretty much no matter what they do, because we're in a bull market in gold right now.
Yeah, really amazing to watch them kick the can on down the road, because the numbers say you got to raise rates to be able to handle the debt that we're accumulating. And then they're not doing it, because they have all this pressure from the market and all this pressure politically. It's the person that refuses to admit they have a problem. I don't, you know, they're drunk 7 days a week. I don't have a drinking problem. And we see the same thing with the Fed. It's really, disheartening and kind of scary to watch them do this, but it's become the way of life for the Fed here in America. Just scary. Well, let's go back to what happened last Monday when you guys were kind enough to do that coin giveaway. Tell us about that again, because that's really exciting. And again, I would preface this. This is easy for me to say. Let's not, you know, David is my Christian brother. Let's not take advantage of his generosity. If you're not interested in finding out about precious metals, about using gold in an IRA, and you're just trying to grab a free coin, I would just lovingly ask you, don't do that. Let's not take advantage of each other. But if you are interested, if you really want to get educated and find out, it's a great opportunity for you to do so. So, David, tell us about that.
Great. It's called a Morgan Dollar, and the historic precedence of this is this really changed the course of our country and brought our country together. It was minted from 1878 to 1921, and so for the next first 21 callers, and they're first-time callers that are concerned about their money. They either have a 401k or an IRA or stocks or funds in the bank that they want to learn how to get protected from this thing called a bail-in. We're going to give away a free coin to each first-time caller for the first 21 callers, and this will help them get a little bit of what we do in their hands, plus also get literature and get educated. So we're here to help people.
Yeah, and begin that relationship so that you can get educated. And that's what David is here to do. That's what they do at Landmark Capital. This isn't, we're not hawking things. We're not pushing you. We're not being a belligerent, obnoxious radio people. We really do love the Lord. We love each other. We love you. And we're just trying to educate one another so that we can be better stewards of what God is doing. 844-879-8882 is the number where you can take advantage of that generous offer from David and his team at Landmark Gold. 844-879-8882 or online at landmarkgold.com. David Fisher, always wonderful to have you on. Thank you for your generosity, and thanks for helping us.
God bless to you and your listeners, Steve.
Okay, buddy. We'll talk to you again next week. That phone number again, the newest coin you'll get, the silver coin from 1921. Such a cool piece of history. 844-879-8882 is the number. 844-879-8882. or landmarkgold.com. And make sure you're interested. Let's not take advantage of our brother. This is Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. And God willing, I'll talk to you again tomorrow.